7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Not too bad. I mean, there are some clocks, some extraordinarily inaccurate clocks out there in this world that say 8:25, but that is not the correct time. No, it's not. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Right, so once again, 19:30. Oh, everybody's favorite time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You probably knew that, but if you didn't, that probably just means that this is your first time listening to this fantastic program, and I thank you and I welcome you. And I will also pour you some tea. Oh, look at that lovely tea. It's really good. What are we drinking today? It should not be a surprise to anyone. Remember, overstuffed tea filter. That's right. We're drinking Jiguanyin today. Same stuff as yesterday and the day before, and I think tomorrow maybe I'll drink some Dahong Pao. I don't know. Haven't decided yet. This stuff is just so good. I can't get enough. It's so tasty. It's so delicious, but man, you're not going to believe where I am today. Things are getting weird. Let's kill the tea and get out of the car. Oh, yeah. Wow, this is amazing. Where am I? I'm in the parking lot of the Pink Poodle. Because I love the Pink Poodle. Unfortunately, the Pink Poodle is not open right now. They don't open until later. I'm not sure when, probably 4 or 5 local time. Where am I? I'm in Crescent, Iowa. I threatened that I was going to do this a couple days ago. And then, you know, I got up today and I didn't know what to do. And I thought, yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to Crescent, Iowa. Ooh, where's Crescent, Iowa, you might be wondering. Well, it's very far away. It's in a different state. It's all the way over in Iowa. And I live in Nebraska. Well, I set my trip odometer in my car. It's 13.8 miles from my driveway to the Pink Poodle parking lot. So I'm just walking down Main Street in Crescent, Iowa. What is the main street here? It is the old Lincoln Highway. Yes, and if you look at the street lights and the poles on the side of the road, you will see the whole Lincoln Highway logo painted on there. Oh, I'm having a fun time already. I am in downtown Crescent. I just crossed the intersection of oh, hey, they replaced this bridge. There was a crappy old bridge here. It looks like they replaced it. Now, so I'm crossing this creek. Is this Pigeon Creek? I think this is Pigeon Creek. I can look down in there. I don't see any pigeons. Oh, yeah. So what do we have? What have we got going on this side of the street? Well, there's the Pink Poodle, then somebody's house. And then there's another house. And then there's Denny's Pizza. The great thing about Crescent, Iowa, is it hasn't changed much since the last time I was here. The only thing that I've noticed is that the old independent gas station is now a chain gas station. They put a Dollar General in, and other than that, oh, they painted the Mormon Bridge blue, but that's not in Crescent. That goes over the river. So here we are. Now, I wonder if that's an apartment. I would love to live there. How would you like to live next to Denny's Pizza in Crescent, Iowa, on the second floor? Hey, what's this funny little placard on this post? Huh. Well, I've got a pole inventory number, and then we've got a funny little symbol underneath it. What does this mean? I do not know. I will look it up later, because I'm taking a photograph of it now. Okay, that's fun. Denny's Pizza. They're not open right now. They don't open until 3. They don't open until about an hour after Dubious Goals Committee is over. But I kind of want to eat there. The great thing about Crescent, one of many great things about Crescent, Iowa, is that all the signage is really old and sun-beaten. It's pretty great. Crescent, Iowa does have a Wikipedia page. You can look it up right now if you're curious. Population of Crescent, Iowa, about 600 people. Cars driving by. Crescent, Iowa does have a city park. It's down this street. Which street is this? I don't know. This is where it gets confusing. This is either East Welch Street or Badger Avenue. Don't ask. But I'm just still walking along the old Lincoln Highway. I've run out of sidewalk because, well, this is pretty much the edge of town. Okay, so basically I'm across the street from Henry's Diner. And I'm going to cross the street here in a second. Once the traffic goes by, I'm good. Dogs are barking at me out of pickup truck windows. Man, I haven't been here forever. I'm happy now. Feeling happy. I woke up all cranky. Because I'm a cranky, obstreperous old person. And I said, you know, everybody can just... And I'm going to Crescent, Iowa. And, you know, as I was driving here, I forgot of all the other great places. I drove by, you know, the turnoff to Fort Calhoun. I was like, yeah, we should go to Fort Calhoun. Wow, the cars are out today. Damn. What was that? A Chevelle SS that just drove by me? It was pristine condition. What's going on at Henry's Diner today? Gift certificates available. Henry's Diner is doing, you know, land office business today. The parking lot is full. I love the sign. Henry's Diner, nothing finer. Chicken, seafood, and steak. Cold beer and mixed drinks. Seafood. I remember I had some friends who were from out of town, and they were from Whidbey Island, which is in Puget Sound. Wait, what am I doing? I gotta turn around. I've run out of town. Okay, so now I'm walking back in front of Henry's Diner. All the locals are probably thinking, who is this idiot? So anyway, I brought some friends from Puget Sound here to Crescent, Iowa. You know, because we were going to go play in the Luss. Yeah, I'm at the foothills. I'm at the foot of the Luss Hills. So, you know. So I brought him here, and of course we had to go to the Pink Poodle parking lot. Because I love the Pink Poodle parking lot. And of course the sign says something like, you know, steaks, chicken, seafood. And they're like, seafood? All right, for my non-American listeners who don't understand where Crescent, Iowa is, it's about 3,000 kilometers from any ocean. There is no sea anywhere. It's going to take you a few days to get to the sea. Seafood around here tends to mean catfish. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't particularly eat catfish myself, but I don't eat any fish, so what are you going to do? Just walking along on the other side of the old Lincoln Highway. Oh, look at this sign, the signage. That's the other thing I've noticed. Besides all the old sign, all of their street signs are amazing. I'm approaching a pedestrian crossing sign, and it's on a beautiful, like, 6 centimeter square pole, quad bolted into concrete in the ground. The pole has reflectors both sides. The sign itself is, you know, day glow yellow, and it has flashing lights on it. There are 8 little flashing lights on this sign. And it's solar powered. Wow, to get people's attention, which means, you know, probably lots of little kids were hit here when they're trying to cross the street. I noticed this driving in. Crescent, Iowa has a stop sign. Yeah, they're one traffic signal. The one single traffic sign in the entire town is a single stop sign where the highway comes in and meets the old Lincoln Highway. All right, so now I'm walking by this little strip mall. Addresses are 730s. Great Lakes Insurance, Bricks Interiors, Willis Hair Salon and Designs, The Farmers National Company, Professional Farm Management, Real Estate Sales, and Agriculture Consulting, and the Crescent Food Pantry. And all of this little mall is right next to the United States Postal Service, Crescent, Iowa, 51526. And this is the killer post office. It's tiny. It's just this little brick building. They got two parking places. I'm going to take a picture just for the sake of taking a picture. But I got to turn off the macro. Why doesn't the macro turn off? There we go. Dun, 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 dun. Post office. Now I feel bad. I should have brought some stuff to mail. Well, I guess I could go in and buy some postcards or something, mail them to myself. I have mailed a lot of stuff to myself from Crescent, Iowa in the past. It's great. That whole post office is only, 6 meters by 9 meters? It's awesomely small. All right, here we are. I'm kind of passing back over. There's another butterfly. We've had 3 butterflies so far, big ones. I'm passing over the creek. I think this is Pigeon Creek, but I'm not sure. I am now underneath the tornado siren. The single civil defense / tornado siren in Crescent, Iowa. It's right here. Oh, it's a beautiful thing on a big wooden pole. And big antenna up there and everything. And it's right behind a little library. What's in the little library? Oh, we got some Debbie Macomber books, 311 Pelican Court. Oh, Patricia Cornwell. Yeah, height of literature. And of course, what is this office right here? This is the city clerk. We are in the government. We are in the depths of the government of Crescent, Iowa. I don't think they're open right now. Yeah, the office will be closed until... That's hilarious. And what's that little magic thing sticking out that Tobe needs to hack? I don't know. What could it be? So then we cross this little alley here. And we're in front of the Crescent Roadhouse Bar and Grill. It's pretty cool, actually. Let's take a picture of this, too. What the hell? Why not? It's red. The Crescent Roadhouse. This bud's for you. They're not open, but they have motorcycle logo. Well, you can see the picture. It's red and black. I wonder if they have live music here. Let's see. Yes, they do. That's what this sign says right here. Live music. Oh, this was last month. Live music, 6/26. Closed Tuesdays only. Homemade pizza. And in the back, you know, they've got like beer garden kind of stuff. They've got picnic tables and a little covered area and stuff. I've never actually been in there. I bet that's a pretty cool place, though. And that's the kind of place I like to hang out. And basically, we've walked the entire length of the town and back. I'm across the street from my car. I can see it there, sitting in the Pink Poodle parking lot. This area, this side of the river, was once known for its restaurants that followed the pattern of color and then an animal. See, we had the Pink Poodle, obviously, and there was the Blue Ox. There's the White Lion, but the White Lion is actually across the river in Omaha. There was Red something as well. I don't remember what it was. Wait, why am I still moving this way? Tobe, cross the street. I'm hustling across the street. Look at all of these Lincoln Highway markers. It's just crazy. So here I am, back in the Pink Poodle parking lot. It's kind of hot. What are we doing? I don't know. But that was Crescent, Iowa. It is rather hot. So, yeah, suddenly I realized that I don't really have much more for you. So what are we doing now? I don't know. Let's listen to some music and then we'll decide.
Thank you.
Let's see how long he can draw this out. Keep going. Keep going. Okay, there's the official end of the song. That was Justin Johnson playing his old dobro, that sweet, sweet vintage dobro that he has. And that was a song that he calls Under Your Spell. Some swampy blues stuff there. Pretty damn cool. I do like everything he does. He does some cool stuff. And I was just thinking, I wonder if he ever plays the Crescent Roadhouse. Yeah, that looks like the kind of place he would play. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of thinking maybe I want to play at the Crescent Roadhouse. Slap a band together really quick. Learn some songs like Taking Care of Business and maybe some Skinner. And go in there and crush the Crescent Roadhouse. Crescent, Iowa. Yeah, I love that place. And I'm starting to think that we need to have more travel episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, because when I was flying back from Crescent, you know, it's 22 kilometers. It's a 22-kilometer drive at 140 kilometers per hour. It doesn't take very long to get there or anywhere else. That's the one very convenient thing about where I live. I only live about a mile. That's 1.5 kilometers from the interstate. So, man, I can get on the interstate and I just crank my car up to 140 kilometers per hour. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tub, 140. Why are you going so slow these days? Well, remember, I have a new car. It's a new, different car, and it doesn't have the same electronic countermeasures in it, so I can't, you know, I can't drive at any civilized speed. So, yeah. Flying back, I, you know, had to drive by the exit that goes to Fort Atkinson and Fort Calhoun, because Fort Atkinson is in Fort Calhoun. Don't ask. Why did Fort Calhoun get named Fort... The town of Fort Calhoun got named Fort Calhoun because of a fort, Fort Calhoun, that was nearby. But strangely enough, the closest fort at the time was actually Fort Atkinson. But this is a long story. It's our next slide. It takes too long. I'm not going to be bothered to explain it. But we could go there. Fort Calhoun? Fort Calhoun is one of my favorite towns. In fact, I would say it's probably favored even over Crescent, Iowa, just because I have so many wonderful childhood memories of going to Fort Calhoun to buy fireworks when I was a very, very small child. Fort Calhoun. Yeah, maybe we'll go there next. And I know what Publius is thinking. He's like, yeah, go to the reactor. Go to the nuclear reactor. Well, it's shut down, but I sort of thought I heard rumblings of them wanting to start that back up again. I don't remember. Well, I don't remember. But yeah, there's a nuclear power plant up there. It's been offline for a while now. Something tells me that they're bringing it back on. I don't remember. What did I hear? I don't remember. I guess it's not even that important. But yeah, that's something we need to do. We need to think up little small towns that are close by that I can drive to. So we got Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. We could go out to like Columbus, Nebraska, or Wahoo. Everybody loves Wahoo. Yes, Wahoo, Nebraska is a real town. And if you're of a certain age, you might remember when David Letterman decided to house his home office in Wahoo. And so for a couple of years, if you watched The David Letterman Show, a popular late night talk show in the United States, he used to say, and now the top 10 list from Wahoo, Nebraska. And what's in Wahoo? Well, Wahoo weenies. There's a charcuterie there. There's a butchery there. There are some people who make sausages there, and they make some famous sausages called Wahoo weenies. And they are actually pretty good. But, you know, if we're going to go somewhere, we should go to Waterloo. Waterloo. Waterloo, Nebraska. It's where the Prussians finally defeated Napoleon and sent his ass off to Elba. Wait, which time was that? Tobe, aren't you supposed to be the Napoleonic historian? No, I'm not an historian. No. I'm just a guy who's trying to rid the world of Kirk Cameron.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to rid the world of the terrible ideas from Kirk Cameron and 1981, Mom.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been hanging around in Crescent, Iowa. During Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go back to watching my space opera. I've been watching Gundam Origins again. Highly recommended. So dramatic, so sad. But anyway, I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.